you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit. Come on now. You got to me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We seek Kenosha.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence in New York, where the port here is one of more than a dozen where dock workers are now on strike. From Boston to Houston, including the Port Authority, here in New York and New Jersey. The two sides were unable to come to terms. According to Kate Bronfenbrenner at the Cornell University School of Industrial and Labor Relations, this strike is yet another example of how workers are fed up and why larger companies should take them seriously.
The biggest mistake that companies could make, or the federal government could make, would be to underestimate the commitment and determination of workers today. We've seen this in strike after strike across the country and every industry. Workers are angry. They're fed up. They feel like they gave concessions over and over again while companies have kept making more and more money.
How will the strike affect the average American? Professor Marek Masters explains.
I think the public is going to be heavily influenced by whatever effect this might have on the supply of goods that they need and also prices. And it will take a while for those impacts to be felt. In other words, a very short strike won't have that much of an effect.
Water, food, and other supplies are being airlifted into North Carolina. CBS News' Skylar Henry is there.
The tiny mountain town of Swannanoa is named for the river that runs through it, the same river that washed it away.
This town is devastated, and everybody focuses on big cities, not here. And we need help. We need food.
Anita Crowder's husband had to use a chainsaw to get into her family's home. Her father died a week ago, and now they say the flood took what little they had left.
It must be tough.
It is to see everything he worked so hard for destroyed.
A Georgia judge struck down the state's six-week abortion ban. CBS News reporter Major Garrett has more.
A judge has struck down Georgia's law banning abortions at about 6 weeks. The ruling means abortions may continue to be performed until around 22 weeks of pregnancy. That controversial law took effect right after the overturn of Roe v. Wade in 2022.
The U.S. plans to send thousands of troops to the Middle East. Israel begins a ground offensive against Hezbollah. CBS News' Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
CBS News can confirm that Israeli commandos are mounting limited incursions into Lebanon ahead of an expected ground invasion of Lebanon.
Gavin Creel, a Broadway veteran who won a Tony Award for Hello, Dolly and nominations for Hair and Thoroughly Modern Millie, has died of a rare form of aggressive cancer. He was 48. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thoroughgood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thoroughgood at Boot Barn Work.
welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
If you didn't get Oasis tickets, you may have another shot at it.
In a champagne supernova in the sky.
Oasis, as additional stops, will include Toronto, Mexico City, Chicago, L.A., and East Rutherford, New Jersey, all figured prominently in online guessing. The band teased its announcement with billboards in Times Square and elsewhere over the weekend that said, "Be careful what you wish for." Baby. Tour is the group's first since brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher's famous split 15 years ago. Tickets go on sale Friday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
DirecTV has agreed to buy Dish Network. What's a giant company like that worth? A dollar. But before you kick yourself, DirecTV will also be assuming they're almost $10 billion in debt. If approved, the FCC, the acquisition deal will also include Sling and EchoStar. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up here in the overnight. South winds turning to the west. Lows near 60 degrees. Morning clouds for Tuesday will give way to sunshine. Breezy northwest winds over 30, close to 35 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Suspicious eyes. Central Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good life you
down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
show gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Swallow your pride.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
They're getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Lawless and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing the song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
McGuire's still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break off, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all for a spoonful.
McGuire
just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually.
Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Thank you.
I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. What do I need you so?
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Yeah.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous Farm Babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence in New York, where the port here is one of more than a dozen terminals where thousands of dock workers are now on strike. This strike could impact consumers.
Fresh meat and other refrigerated food could spoil, resulting in shortages and increased prices. Todd Vashon is an assistant professor of labor studies at Rutgers University. He says the impact will be far-reaching if the strike lasts more than just a few days.
If we're not unloading the goods from the ships in a largely import economy like the United States,